was a hose.
10 a pound for them, but still they made a lot of money for them days, you see.
2 tons of fish.
Yeah, 2 tons of fish. Oh, I've been out the lake. We've got a little, me and my wife, she and I, we got a little interest in that lake down there.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a little interest in it.
It's a private lake, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is it big?
Oh, yeah, it's a big lake. I imagine it runs as near as I can tell you now. All from back, kept from back and run from the Mississippi River, probably 60 to 100 miles. From 60 to 100 miles that run. And when when that Mississippi got up so high, it'd back up, you see, and I'd fill this lake up with them big fish.
Uh-huh.
That's how they get them big fish up there. It backs up and fills them up.
I'll be darned.
Oh, it's quite a thing. Oh, my early days, that's what he schooled his family on, was fishing. He's a great hunter, too. Oh, man. When the hunting season starts, I'll tell you, his blind is better than our houses. And they use charcoal and don't make no smoke. So the ducks see it. They got radios in there and they cook in there. And then they got boats. They put them in under the blind, you know, through the day. And then the evenings, they get in them boats and they go up to shore. And then they hunt mink and coon at night. And he says he sells them coons to the colored people for $1 a piece. See, they make all the hunting expenses out of it.
Uh-huh. Boy, that must be pretty fun.
Oh, it is. I've been down 4 or 5. Man, I'll tell you, I really enjoy going down. it's wonderful. It's just altogether different. And they down, you get down there, it makes you mind of Europe. They'll have 5 to 20 acres of land there.
Hmm.
That's where they run. Just like Europe, on those farms, you know. And when I used to go down there, everything was plenty of cotton and corn. Oh, I've been down there just about ready to pick nothing but cotton. And they get the highest, you know, along that Red River, they got highest 2 bale of cotton paper there.
Good heavens.
Oh, it's wonderful little cotton. It's land, just about like here.
Do they have to fertilize, or is it just...
No, okay, they had awful rich ground down there. You know, every once in a while, that kind of overflows there.
Uh-huh.
And all that keeps it fertilized.
Everything from Illinois and Indiana.
Yeah, it comes from all that water east comes down, you know, come down the Mississippi and then it backs up, you know.
Gee, when you heated your house, where did the smoke go?
It goes right up this chimney. See, I got a chimney here and one in there.
Do these go all the way down to the ground or?
No, they just go from right where that hole is on up to the top, above the top of the house.
Uh-huh.
See, the chimney, you and the arch, you know it's a chimney on
it.
Yeah. It goes right on up to there.
What do you call this metal thing here?
That's a pipe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pipe.
Is that ever called a flue?
Well, no, the flue is what we put, is what where the smoke goes up.
Oh, that's inside the chimney?
Yeah. The flue, that chimney, no, we call it a flue. See, this here pipe goes into that flue.
Uh-huh.
And the smoke and stuff goes on up that flue, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call that a flue.
When you were burning wood and cow chips, what did you use to start your fires?
Well, I tell you, we'd all get us some little kindling, break up some little kindling, and we'd generally, it used to be everybody had kerosene them days. And we'd a lot of times pour a little on that kerosene on that kindling, you know, and then we'd put our wood on top of that kindling, and seeing that kerosene would make a good blade and get it started, you know.
Touch her off.
Well, oh, yeah, that touched it off, you see. Mm-hmm. And the time that kerosene burned out, you had a pretty good fire, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we should get up early mornings and start these old wood fires, you know, and warm the house up.
Boy, that's a good feeling, isn't it? When you come in when it's cold and stand up.
Oh,
it's cold.
It feels good. My goodness.
I never lived in the country, but I lived in some small towns back in Michigan when I was a kid. Then we moved to Ohio, but I remember getting up early when it was so cold in the house, you couldn't move.
Oh, man.
You're in the kitchen.
Oh, that old fire feels good, don't it?
Yeah.
And we used to park, you know, and have them old coal stove, you know, well, wood and coal together, you know. You could burn coal and the one you cooked on, you know.
Uh-huh.
And at evenings, we'd parch peanuts, you know, we used to eat a lot of peanuts, you know, we'd parch peanuts at night. Mm-hmm. And sit around and eat parched peanuts at night.